I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about appealing to God's hesed. Hesed is this Hebrew word that often when we see the word steadfast love in the Old Testament, it's the word hesed that's being used. Hesed is what blind Bartimaeus calls out to Jesus. He says, "Have hesed on me." Jesus comes over and he heals him. Hesed is God's steadfast, unfailing love, but also has ties to his covenant, to his loyalty and fidelity, to give us his steadfast love based on our covenant with him. So as our time of communion today, it's going to be a time of appealing to God's hesed. Sometimes we don't always know what to pray. And in those times, what I've learned is you can appeal to his hesed. Have loving kindness, have steadfast love, have mercy on me. I'm asking for your help here. Don't always know exactly what to pray, but we can appeal to God's hesed in those times when we need help. We're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to go through the other half of prayer, to get still, to listen, to examine ourselves before our time of communion today as we talk about this hesed and asking and appealing to God for his hesed today. So let's get started with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. And I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, and for your hesed, Lord, your steadfast love. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us. We ask you to have hesed on us today, Lord. We ask you to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer here, but I want to take a look at this word hesed just a little bit more before we go through our other half of prayer, because I think it's going to help us. In our other half of prayer, we talk about our four fundamentals. The four fundamentals of getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today, and then doing the things that you know to do and doing them trusting that God's right there with you, helping you, equipping you, empowering you to do the things in his strength. So let's take a look at this word hesed first today. Hesed, like I said, is often in the Old Testament, I think it's used hundreds of times, this word steadfast love. The Bible describes God's love as steadfast and unfailing. And so several months ago, earlier in this year of 2021, we did a partner's Zoom, one of our partner's Zoom calls, and we talked about this word hesed. And I pulled out some of the sections that we talked about for us to take communion over today. Here's what we said. Hesed is a Hebrew word that's hard to translate into English because of its deep meaning. But here is some of what it means. Fidelity or loyalty to a covenant with an eager or ardent desire for mercy, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, loyalty, compassion, love, grace, and unfailing love. And God is unwavering and steadfast. What does it mean to be steadfast? It means to be immovable. It means to be fixed. It means to be established. It means it never changes. God is unwavering and steadfast in his commitment to this covenant that we have with him in Christ. God is abounding in hesed. That's a phrase that you see in the Old Testament. God is abounding with hesed. It means he's overflowing with this. He's overflowing with the eager and ardent desire for mercy, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, loyalty, compassion, love, grace for all of us that are in Christ. It's abounding. It's overflowing. It's increased greatly. It's more than enough. It's important to realize it's who he is. When God describes himself to Moses, I believe it is, when he's up on the mountain, he says that he's abounding with this hesed, abounding in steadfast love. It's who he is. It's his nature. It's his character. And in our covenant relationship with God, he's made a commitment. He has bound or obligated himself to hesed for us. And like I said, sometimes there's times when you don't even know exactly what to pray for. There's times when you don't even know exactly what you need. You just know you need him. You know you need his help. And these are times where I think you can appeal to his hesed. In October, our monthly message was to write out prayers. To write out prayers, asking for God's help. And as we went through that month, it turned into this idea of writing love letters to God. From the heart. And recently, my wife and I were going through this process, and we were like, we're having a hard time. We got some things we want to ask for, but we're having a hard time. I don't even know how to put them into words. Don't know what it is I'm trying to ask for. I don't even know how to ask the right things sometimes. And as we really kind of dug deeper, it came to this. God, we don't even know exactly what it is we need. But we know we need your help. We know we need your hesed in our lives. Because with your hesed, everything can turn around. With your hesed, everything can be okay. Because you love us. You're faithful. Nothing's impossible for you. So with this in mind, let's go through our four fundamentals now. Fundamental number one, getting position in the light. God has released us from darkness. He's transferred us into the light. And in that light, you have this hesed. There's forgiveness, there's grace, there's mercy, there's unfailing love for you in this light. Taking your position, Jesus says, remain in my love. Taking your position and remaining in his love, abiding in him. That's how we take our position in Christ, the position in the light. Abide in him, remain in him, take that position in him. And that's received from God by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is thanksgiving and gratitude and praise staying positioned in thanksgiving and praise today, remaining in his love. And he's given us everything he has in Christ. And then it's learning to receive that from him, stay positioned in there, and letting it flow through you out into the world so that we see it producing fruit in our lives. God wants to take us on this journey in life to make us fruitful, to multiply us, to increase us greatly. And it all comes from this source, this hesed, that God is love. God is light. Jesus says, you remain in me, your lives will produce much fruit. Remaining in him, stay positioned in him. And then let's magnify that light. Our second fundamental, Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. Let's magnify that light. To magnify is to make it bigger and to make it greater. It's to give God a bigger place to work in our lives, a bigger place for this hesed to work in our lives. How do we do that? It's all about what we're magnifying. All about what we're magnifying, which is what? All about what we're focused on. What you're thinking about, what you're meditating on, what you're imagining and pondering in your mind all day long. And let's get our minds, let's start magnifying this, his hesed, God's fidelity and loyalty to this covenant, and his eager and ardent desire. People are often coming to Jesus. They say, Jesus, if you're willing, you can make me clean. If you're willing, you can heal me. And every single time, what was his answer? I'm willing. Every single time, what was his answer? I'm willing. His eager and ardent desire for mercy and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and loyalty and compassion and love and grace for you. Let's start magnifying that. If you do anything, fix your mind on this today. Start magnifying that, meditating on it, thinking about it. That's to magnify the light. You pair that with his faithfulness, that nothing's impossible with him, that he always fulfills his promises. He is steadfast in this. What's the alternative? We could magnify darkness. We could magnify all the issues and problems and things going on that we don't like. All the ways people have wronged us, the way they slighted us, all the evil and dark things going on in the world. God does give us the choice. We could choose to focus on those, to meditate on them, to make them bigger in our minds. Let's just turn our minds around. Anytime you catch yourself today, let's just magnify his hesed. Magnify his hesed all throughout the day. And it's important that we recognize the symptoms. When we're magnifying darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, confusing, like you're trapped or you're stuck and there's no way out. There's the stress and the worry and anxiety and hopelessness and all these things. But when you magnify his hesed, when you focus on his hesed, you magnify him. Everything feels light and free and easy. There's hope in there. There's hope in that. Because of his great love for you and his faithfulness, his steadfastness. There's hope. It's energizing. That peace that surpasses all understanding becomes in and guards it, your heart and your mind in Christ. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow. You just simply begin to rest in this hesed. To magnify it and to rest in it, to stay positioned in it, to rest in it. And as you stay positioned there, this is going to have a great impact on your hearing of his leading and direction for your life. All day long, because of his hesed, he's trying to lead us and guide us to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. And simply staying tuned into him, staying plugged in and connected to him, because he's trying to do this for us. He's made the commitment, the covenant commitment to do this for us. He's eager and desires to do this for us. Staying tuned into his leading and then putting into practice our fourth fundamental. Do what you know to do. He's going to give you some steps. He's going to give you some instructions of things to do. And not only is he going to give you those instructions, he's going to help you do it. He's going to be right there with you, side by side, working in you and through you to help you to do the things that you know you should be doing, to take those steps that you know to do. He's going to give us the steps. He's going to show us what to do, and he's going to help us take the steps. What's required of us? Stay positioned in his love. Keep magnifying his love. Stay focused on it. Stay tuned in for his leading to find those instructions and steps that he has for you to take. And then take them and do them together with him. Willingly and with joy and with peace and confidence in him. So we're going to take communion over this. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you for your hesed. Thank you for your hesed, for your steadfast love, your steadfast, unfailing love, your eager and ardent desire to do good for us. And that you've made this unwavering covenant commitment in Christ, that you loved us so much you were willing to send your one and only Son. And if you do that, how would you not freely give us all things? And Father, we're asking for your hesed today. If we never received this before, we didn't know about it before, or to just walk in it at a higher level, we're asking for your hesed today, Lord. And we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it. Receive that Jesus makes you right with God and holy and perfect, and he wants to give you his hesed as a free gift. Not that you earned it, not that we deserve it, but because of what Jesus did in his sacrifice. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's this new covenant. God is faithful and loyal to this covenant. He's made this commitment to give us his hesed in this covenant. Think about what Jesus paid for us. It's truly an amazing gift. So Father, we thank you for this cup and what it represents. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Stay positioned in this hesed. Keep magnifying it. And then stay tuned in, because he's going to be in his hesed. He's going to begin to lead you. He's going to show you what to do. He's going to show you what steps to take. Stay tuned in for his leading and direction today. And then take those steps. Take action on those things that you know to do. Because not only is he going to show you what to do, he's going to help you do it. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.